Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours. Like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more. Made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
520 to 550. His word, his power, his presence. It's a unique time with God before you continue with your day. God bless you. Please listen.
We thank you for your word. We ask that we'll be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We have started our continuing with our series on and today and in the weeks that follow, we'll be dealing with the marks of lethargy. Lethargy has a lot of roots or subsets. And we want to pick one of them today. Today, we are talking about slothfulness. Being slow, slothfulness. Now, The word sloth is where the word slothfulness was taken from. A sloth is a creature, a mammal, an animal.
Sa slothy were abuebi,
which has three main fingers or claws.
Na min samu yemien sa.
And it uses these claws to hang onto a tree upside down.
Na wode sa min sam yen sa in the sodia na mabebi muas.
This creature, because of its low metabolism, the way food digests within it, it is a very slow creature. And this creature sleeps for 15 hours a day. Very lazy. Now turn to someone and ask them, are you a sloth? 15 hours of sleep. To let you know how slow this creature is. To let you know, I'll let you know how slow it is. If you put a sloth at the goalpost, because from pole to pole is about 90 yards. And then 45 yards across. And then if you get to the middle of a park, a stadium, it's 45 yards.
So would you then 45?
Now if you put a sloth at one end,
so on the side where you could see
within a day, it will not even get to the center circle.
But see the morning you know want to be nantikranchemio.
It will do 41 yards.
And
there are people in life who are just like that. No matter how hard you try to push them,
and said
they will walk at their own pace.
One quote who are chilling Nancy.
Me dey sana metia. Me men pray me.
Me, I don't rush in life.
I'm busy as I'm. I die. I don't call as I'm. I don't know. When they are taking you to the grave, huh? If you are young,
so we are abrantia.
Do they do it fast or slow?
They don't come tell me and Nancy to ebo.
Have you been to a funeral where a young person is going to be buried? Quickly. Hey.
Your those who have made it in life, we take our time.
Otherwise, those tainted people will take you away. And that is the way life is. If you are not careful and you don't work hard and walk fast and do things you are supposed to do now and say you are waiting until tomorrow and you are a great procrastinator, one day life would have caught up with you. And it is too late for your life. A sloth is very slow. And you ask me, hey, now why not that 15 hours a day? May person what I say, there are some people who you will find in their rooms. They will be there from morning 6 o'clock. You come back. What were you doing? I said, name me that.
Meanwhile,
they don't even have a job to do. And they are not even going to look for a job. Colossians 3:23. Let's learn something from there. Colossians 3:23. Now, this is what the scripture is saying. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. Hello? Principles here. Two. Whatever in life you want to do, do it from where? Your heart. Now, there is a key to your heart.
Now,
it is not every heart that is hearty. Or excitement and joy.
Some people do things from their heart with pain, with suffering, with anger. But the Bible is telling you, do it with joy, heartily. Do it quickly. Do it with vim. Do it with excitement. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked. Another whatsoever one. A man soweth, that shall he reap. The Bible says, do it heartily. Do you know that even offerings and tithes? The Bible says, he that is of a willing heart should bring my offering. And then the second thing you need to learn from here, when you are doing whatever you are doing, do it as unto the Lord. God is watching you. God is watching you. And he says, not unto who? Men. Let's read another scripture. Ecclesiastes 9:10. Now, so the first one, he says, do it from where? Your heart, do it with joy unto God, not unto men. And then this scripture says again, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with what? Thy might. So number one, it says, do it with a joyful heart. And then the next thing it says is that, do it with what? Your strength, your energy. Your God should prosper the two of you. God should prosper you.
Amen.
Beyond your imagination.
Amen.
Whatsoever the hand findeth to do, do it with what? Your might. Now, you can come to do things at work or in church, and then you are not doing it with what? You saw the lady who was leading today. And those who were backing, they were doing it not only from their heart, they were doing it with their what? Might. Extra hiwale. That's the way a law expects us to behave. Do it with your might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. The scripture is saying that whether you like it or not, once you are born, you are going to the grave. Who's that? Serious? Think. When you are born, you are dying. So you think that you will live forever. Tomorrow is mine. And so there's no need for me to do anything today. But the scripture is saying you are going to the grave. And between your life, your being born and the grave, what are you doing? Because you are going there. So if you have something to do, do it now. Because in the grave, you can't use your common sense anymore. You can't use your strength anymore. You can't correct anything anymore. It is ended. Are you with me? Judges chapter 18, verse 9. And they said, arise that we may go up against them. Oh, somebody wants to do something. Something has to happen. For we have seen the land, and behold, it is very good. The land is good. And then something happened. And behold, it is very good. And are ye still? Not come. Oh, the tree. It's okay. Says, why are you so still? Be not slothful to go and to enter to possess the land. This was a situation. There was a place that could become theirs. And instead of moving, that is how many people are. What is going on? I, you know, Then he says, why?
Was he adding?
Why are you still?
Adding a mutiti.
Why are you standing at one place?
Adding a mutiti.
Why are you sitting at one place?
Adding a mutiti.
Why are you not doing anything?
Adding a mutiti.
Why are you so slow? To enter and possess what is yours. That's how many people are. Slow. Fearful.
Slow.
They don't have the capacity to move forward. The thing is there for them to take. But they are slothful. And as I said, be to be or not to be, that is the question. And in the Amplified, it says this. Amplified version. They said, arise, let us go up against them. For we have seen the land, and behold, it is a very good and fertile land. Will you sit still and do nothing? Do not hesitate to go to enter, to take possession of the land. Will you sit still and do nothing? You are in this church. You are sitting still and doing nothing. You haven't even brought a soul into church. In your workplace, there is no job to do, so you are just sitting still and doing nothing. Even when they asked you to do something, to type something on the computer, because you don't want any more work to do, they come and say, oh, miguso. Everything, miguso.
After some time,
everything, miguso. Everything, miguso.
I'm still on it.
Until the evening comes and you have to go home. And you don't know that people are watching you. How will you ever be promoted? And it's comparing those who work hard to those who are lazy. Proverbs 12:24. The hand of the diligent, those who work hard, who are industrious, shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. Now let me read the Amplified from my Bible, my notes here. The hand of the diligent will rule, but the negligent and the lazy will be put to forced labor. So you don't want to work hard. Somebody will always give you a job. And somebody will determine how you live your life. The greatest thing you can do for yourself is to work for yourself. Now, I don't mean you are working in the government area, so there's something wrong with that. But when I say working for yourself, understand this. That wherever you work, you are working in a corporation, you're working with an establishment, an industry. But remember, when you earn the money, you earn it for yourself. So indirectly, you are there for yourself. Know that. And then you are there secondly for the company. When you are there, number one, because of the company, then the company will determine how you live your life. Live for yourself. Work hard for yourself. So that one day you will rather rule over people. And people will not be ruling over you. Keep it in mind, write it down. Wherever I am working, it's a platform for another job for me. I'll explain it to you. Even if you are working anywhere, try and invest the little that you have in something else. So even though you are working an 8:30 to 5 o'clock job, in between you have something to help you. Never put your eggs in one basket. And if you can, whatever you earn in life, especially when you are young, save 50 to 75% of that amount. In fact, you only need about 25% of your money to survive a month.
25%.
Oh, true. Whatever happens to the 75%.
75% or not.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify?
Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
If you add another 25%,
so the bare 25% can what?
It's on trivialities. It's of no value. I'm telling you seriously. That one has got to do it. Shamiwaha. Yanko dinner. Yanko lunch. Me to ata dia fofro.
I'm buying it.
Me to mpabwa fofro.
I'm buying
it. That is the other 25%.
25%.
So in actual fact, whatever you earn,
it's the sika unyano.
If you are wise enough,
so you will be able to
save not less than 50%. And within a short time, you will make it. By the time you start having children, you'll have money to do so many things. Because the other 75%, your children one day will come and eat it.
75% na kan dia womanu ne beba be die.
So remember that your children will grow and they will start telling you, "Daddy, we are coming for holidays." That 75%. Work hard. So you can take care of your generation. Proverbs 19:24. No, no. Proverbs 12:20, verse 27, sorry. Proverbs 12:27. The slothful man roasteth not that which he took in hunting, but the substance of the diligent man is precious. You know, the hard worker, whatever is in his hand, is precious. It's sumbo. It's unique. It's even if I have 1,000 cedis, something can come out of it. So whatever is in the hand of a diligent man is precious. Only wagro. Or say, in the Amplified, say, the lazy man doth not catch and roast his prey, but the precious possession of a wise man is diligent, because he recognizes opportunities and seizes on them. When you don't value anything that is given to you. And the sad thing is that when certain amounts of money are given to some people, not all of you, what do you do with it? Tell me. When you don't value money, you don't know what money can do in your hands. If you don't know what money is, never. No. Only thing you see money is my clothing, my shoes. Holiday. Okay. You want to go to Dubai? You want to go to Europe? You want to go to South Africa?
Europe, South Africa.
Build a house first. That little thing in the hands is precious in the hands of a diligent and hardworking man or woman. But the lazy person says, the sad thing is that they went out. They went to work. They got money. Or they've got an animal. And when they brought it home, they said, so what am I going to do with this? 1,000 pen.
I got only 1,000. What am I using the 1,000?
I went to hunt. I brought home a pig or goat.
So what
am I doing with it?
What am I doing?
That is the question. I have some money. What am I using it for? And for many people, they can't even tell what they are using the money for. Proverbs
Proverbs 19:24. The lazy man buries his hand in the food dish, but will not even bring it to his mouth again. The slothful hideth his hand in his bosom, and will not as much as bring it to his mouth again. He gets involved in something. He is doing something. But that which he gets, even to feed himself, is a problem. That is even worse. Because the first one didn't even roast it. The second one, the thing was prepared. But to take his portion, that is why people do business and they lose their money. Because you're not smart enough.
If you said,
the food is there. Take what is yours. Bring it to your mouth and enjoy.
Baby.
There is no sir for tomorrow. Proverbs 21:25. Then I'll get to the last scripture. Proverbs 21:25. The desire of the slothful killeth him, for his hands refuse to labor. The Amplified Version says, the desire of the lazy kills him, for his hands refuse to labor. Verse 26. Give it verse 26. He craves all the day long and does no work, but the righteous willingly gives and does not withhold what he has. He covets greedily all day long, but the uncompromisingly righteous gives and does not withhold. Go back to the KJV. He coveted greedily all the day, but the righteous giveth and spareth not. Back to 25. The only thing you can do, you know what coveting is? It is sinful desire. So your friend is doing well.
If I were to be this person,
you are coveting greedily.
So the way you know,
that person has worked hard.
So any part why you jumadi,
and is succeeding at what they do.
And then the jumadi moodi ye.
And the only thing you can say.
Now who the you bet me I can say?
Hey, why ye no why ye jay? No, why ye here? I didn't know any jay. Huh? Who's here? Ye no ye jay ni bi. I went by the field of the slothful and by the vineyard of a man void of understanding. Let's go. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns. Business new. Nettles had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down.
What's in that? Na ni nyina afu nsansono na asese wonsa akata ani na ehu abuo fasu nyina bubu agu.
Next. Hello. Yet a little sleep and a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. Poverty. Next. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. Read it. 33:34. Read it.
But see na enna kakra, nkutu kakra, nsa a mepuno mada kakra. And now we hear Nam Subeba se Ojo Chafuo.
A little folding of the arms. A little sleep. A little slumber. Then poverty shall come upon you like a man who travels. Lawyer. Come on, tell your friend, tell her, be careful that money doesn't travel and leave you
far away from you.
Well, you can't look at it. You see, I said, be careful that poverty doesn't become your friend. Tell him. Because if poverty is your friend,
so here you are done for.
You will regret the day you were born.
And the
thing about poverty, poverty. Oh, sorry, oh, go crumble, cow, what down, cow, says a bad luck everywhere. Poverty, he will clutch onto you. He's a cut off to us, and then I enough show. Oh, go crumble, on your mood, I just obu. And the thing about riches is that
now, dear Baku, we see cancel when you
or turn home, see catch and home. We are mistaken, obey your way. That's the difference between the two. Now, so see out is all bar. What defend the fennel? Edin yen yan san, edis kachia, or turn on chain de bia. Don't let prosperity travel away from you. Don't make friends with poverty. Work hard. Don't let your walls be broken down. That which is your territorial line of influence. Don't let it be broken down. Work hard. Package yourself well as a man or woman. Dress decently, appropriately, so that wherever you go, people would want you, they would desire you, they would favor you, and they would bless your life for nothing. Lift up your voice, lift up your hands, and begin to thank God.